priest died and went to heaven. There he was greeted by a reception committee. After having a whirlwind tour of heaven, he is told that he can enjoy any of heaven's available recreations. And the old priest decided he wanted to read all the ancient original texts of Holy Scriptures to understand their true literary meaning. So he first learned all the languages necessary to accomplish this. He learned Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek and Latin. And after becoming a linguistic master, he went to the heavenly temple of knowledge and began to scrutinize the original biblical texts. All of a sudden, the priest could be heard crying out loud in the temple. Angels quickly came to help him, only to find the priest huddled in a corner crying and muttering to himself, "An R. They left out an R." One of the angels comforted the priest and asked him what the problem was. After collecting his wits, the priest sobs again, "It's the letter R. The word was supposed to be celebrate." I'll explain it on the way out the door if you didn't get it. There are lots of negative things going on in our world today. Would you agree with that? Every day, we're getting older, which we heard a lot about last night. There are signs of aging in our body and in our memories. And in places around the world, and right here on this island, there are lots of human struggles and heartaches going on. Right here in this congregation, there are stories of loss. There's overwhelming poverty and hunger and wars and conflicts all over the place. Throughout the world, there is fear as people undergo health difficulties and earthquakes and famine and floods and cyclones. And there is deep sadness as people prepare to say goodbye to loved ones. And it's a season of Lent, the season when we're to be reflecting on all the things that are sad, things we have done wrong. But today we look at our scripture passages and God says, stop focusing on all the negative. Don't remember all the terrible and twisted things that are going on. Don't dwell on everything you have done wrong. I don't remember any of your sins, says God. Did you notice that? And I remember your sins no more. So why are you focused on them? Why are you hung up on your humanity, says God. Today we are reminded that in the midst of all the wilderness places, all of the desert places in our lives, God is already doing something new. That God is always up to some creative new thing, and that there is already a place prepared for us where death is no more, and mourning and crying is no more, and the former things have all fallen away, and that God is in the midst of all of it and will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For behold, God is making all things new. And so God asks us a question today. Do you see it? Behold, I'm doing a new thing among you. Can you see it? Look for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. DeWitt Jones is a photographer for the National Geographic. He's retired now. But he was a photographer for the National Geographic for over 30 years. And he was told that no matter what terrible things were going on in the world, he was mandated to go out into the world and look for the things that are right with the world. to go out and celebrate the things that are going well, to find those moments of incredible beauty and inspiration and to celebrate them. And so he did. So he said he would go out and he would wait for just the right light to fall on the mountain or to look at something that changed the way you look at something or to catch that one moment in the midst of terror when a person would break into a smile. He tells the story of coming upon a field of dandelions in BC. He said it was beautiful, but it wasn't all that spectacular, pretty ordinary. So he sat down and he waited and he waited and he waited to see if something wow was going to happen. He said, but that day nothing did. So he packed up all of his camera equipment and he went home. The next day, he decided to go back to the same field to take a picture, except that when he came back, all the dandelions had already turned to seed. And now it was just a field of ordinary puffballs. So he stared, and he remembered his mandate from National Geographic. So he started taking pictures of puffballs, after puffballs, after puffballs, until he finally got down right underneath at a particular angle, and then he saw this. And he took this amazing picture, looking up into an indigo sky. He said, I had to wait and I had to look really hard to see the new thing that God was doing. And sometimes we don't. We don't wait long enough, or we don't look from another perspective. He said that working for National Geographic and going out into the world every day to find that one thing to celebrate became a spiritual practice for him. And it has made all the difference in the world in how he learned to live his life, how to see the world through a different lens. Because he learned to go into any situation, he said, and see the good, the beauty, the wonder, God shining through. What a wonderful way to live a life. It's the way that our scriptures this morning ask us to live. To look really, really closely for the new thing that God is doing. So that when we go for a walk in the rain, we open our eyes to look for the beauty and the wonder. The beautiful way the mist is rising up from the ground. Or noticing the worms that have popped up from beneath the soil. Spring is the time when all sorts of new things are appearing. The buds on the trees, the purple crocuses and the white lilies of the valley pushing through the cold, hard, wet ground. Or when we go into a hospital to visit someone, we can see the despair and sickness, or instead we can become more attuned to seeing all of these healers walking among the sick, bringing hope and healing to those who are hurting. The smiles of loved ones coming to shine their eyes of love upon their beloved. Or when we gather with loved ones at a hospice who are preparing to say goodbye, instead of seeing only the tears, if we were to look beyond and see the radiance upon the faces of those whose work is almost completed as they prepare to journey home to a place where there is no more crying, only laughter and love, and a job well done. Last week, when we walked through the halls of this church, we could feel God doing a new thing in each of the lives. All sorts of healers gathered together, and there were many people coming through these doors being enveloped in love as the Spirit of God coursed through their bodies, and they experienced healing and peace and grace. Last week, we gathered in Bible study and shared with one another what new thing was God doing in each of our lives. Last week, we gathered in our Life After Death book study, and we discovered even more new things about who we are as souls, where we come from, and where we are going, and what we're supposed to be up to while we're here. Last week, in the midst of someone's sorrow, people from our community were reaching out in care to comfort. God was up to something new. Last week, a friend of mine from Ontario who is fighting for her life, she's been working to heal from stage 4 ovarian cancer for 5 years. For 5 years, she's been undergoing chemo treatment, refusing to give up. And now they've told her if she has one more treatment, it will kill her. So now she's preparing for radiation treatment. And last week, some healers gathered here and they sent long-distance healing to my friend Karen. God is doing a new thing. Last week, we had a new student, Noah, from Germany arriving, excited about meeting young people from all over the world and experiencing a new culture. God is doing a new thing with Noah. Yesterday morning, I received a call from a young woman from our church that she was at the hospital with one of her young friends, and could I pray for her friend? God was up to something new with her friend. Last night, we all laughed together as people gathered to cook and make a meal, and as people got up on stage and joked and sang, and Elvis came back, and children and seniors laughed together. Refugees from Burma and Syria and Canada all together, and death and crying and camps were no more. See, I am doing a new thing, says God. Do you not see it? No matter where we look, on a walk, in a hospital, in a hospice room, in a church, in a garden, in a kitchen full of dirty dishes, in any given life upon this planet, even while we are sleeping and doing nothing, God is doing something new with each of our lives, in each moment of every day. Do you not see it? Ask God. So I don't know about you, but I have decided to make DeWitt Jones' practice of looking at what's right with the world my new spiritual practice. To look for the new thing that God is up to, not just in my life, but in the lives of all those around me, to look for the new thing, even on the darkest day, to look for that shining moment when God is peeking through, to look for the glory. So let's take a moment more, to look for this new wondrous thing that God is up to in our world. Thank you.
caught a glimpse of your splendor in the corner of my eye, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it was like a flash of lightning reflected off the sky, and I know I'll never be the same.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? What new thing is God doing with you in your life right now? Wait for it. Wait for it.